Warning, listening to the creep-off might leave you triggered. This episode may contain murder, rape, laughing at murder and rape, ableism, Lenny Dykstra, serial keeters, smile-talking, fat-shaming, child abuse, drug abuse, pizza abuse, victim-blaming, and the state of Florida.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Guess where you just got into Cool Guy Zone.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola.
I knew you were going to do that. I saw you left it on a loop, and I'm like, nothing I can do about it. Just got to watch him do this now. Hola, creepos!
I'm putting on a show for Carl today. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the creep-off.
So glad to have you all with us for another episode of the show. Where we last left off, Carl, we were tied.
We were tied 4-4, which means last week was game point.
Yep.
And the listeners went to our website, thecreepoff.com, and they voted.
Yeah.
And we don't know how it resulted until we bring in a results girl.
And we're going to do that in a second. But because this last week was game point and this starts a new round, today is Wild Card Monday.
Correct. So we all get to pick. And when I say we all, we have a special guest coming on. We all get to pick any creep we want to compete with.
That's
no category.
Correct. And our guest today, I am very excited to say he is not just our guest today. He will be our guest for the Creep Off Live.
Ooh.
At Hackamania.
Nice.
In Las Vegas. It's Brian Johnson. Hey, Brian.
I'm in a great mood today, boys.
All right. That's what I like to see, Brian.
Why are you in a great mood?
Because I was in a bad mood. Then I heard you guys getting all revved up and you guys were in great moods. So it just put me in a great mood. So now I'm ready to go.
No, Vinny's in funk. Don't get me wrong. Vinny, when I came in today, he had a puss on his puss.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what his deal is. I guess we're
usually
gonna find
I
out.
Like a puss on my puss, but today it was not a good thing. Apparently,
although I do have to ask you, Vinny, was I supposed to bring a creep?
You don't have to.
Okay, well, you said there was no homework. I did actually bring somebody, but it's just like I think he's more scum parade-y.
Great,
than a true creep.
Be my guest. I think you, if you'd like to present him for the wild card, odds are they're just going to vote for you, so Carl and I lose the point. So, you know, you might as well come in here and throw in a monkey wrench. I think it's perfect the way this game works. Now, Brian, you are very gracious to join us today. I can't wait to see your presentation. You are going to be going to Hackamania because Mary Beth is going to be wanting to go see WATP and hang out with everybody and do the thing.
Yeah, your wife is dragging you to Hackamania from what I hear.
I did not think it would turn into this. Yeah, but she's like, she's on Melton. She's watching Tukey. She's watching WATP. Like, she's as in it as anyone I know.
Well, that's going to be awesome because Hackamania.com, May 31st through June 2nd, all of those shows will be live in Las Vegas.
Now, you get your tickets to that Hackamania.com. Let's meet our next contestant in our results girl competition.
This is exciting.
Because she has the privilege of telling us which one of us is going to spin, and dear God, please let it be
Can we remind everyone the results girl from last week?
Danny.
I'm a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. She did a great job on the show. Mm-hmm. So there's high expectations now for these tryouts. She set the bar pretty high. I remember she said something that was great last week. She said, Carl got more votes than Vinny. I thought she did a really good job with that.
Personally, I didn't care for that. I didn't care for that at all. That was the thing I didn't like about her. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Creep Off for her results girl tryout. It's Mahalia. What's up, Mahalia?
Hello. What's up, you creepos?
Mahalia, welcome to the show.
She's as happy as the rest of us, Brian. You noticing this?
Are you in a great mood?
I am. I heard you were all in a great mood, so I just wanted to match the energy. I'm in a great mood. However, nice. I might be the bearer of bad news for someone, so we'll see how long the good moods last.
Wow.
Brian, you have cancer.
Yeah. You imagine you got a doctor with a sense of humor. I like the way he broke it to you.
okay. lay it on us.
I did want to acknowledge as well, I'm not here just to break the tie today, but I'm also, correct me if I'm wrong, here for Super Chat Monday.
It is. Well, thank you for remembering that today is a holiday, national holiday, actually international holiday. It is Super Chat Monday. And the way you celebrate that is by sending us a Super Chat, just like Simon 343. Hey, Curl, do you have a dab rig, a.k.a. drugs? Let's talk after the show, sir. I'm on the internet right now.
Carl does not have a dab rig, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't seem like the type of guy.
He had one, but he kept leaving it around on the floor, and everybody kept tripping over it, and they had to kept getting in trouble. Corn Diff, thanks for the down and nine. Afternoon, fellas, hit like.
Oh, it's good to see Corn Diff. I haven't seen him around that much lately.
Three thumbs up to Corn Diff.
Love Corn Diff.
He was reporting on that truck the other day, that corn truck that fell halfway off the bridge. Yeah.
Was it a solemn report?
Like, this is how deep I'm into it.
Yeah, you are. That's awesome.
He was reporting on that truck that was hanging off the bridge.
He was claiming it was full of corn. I'm not sure if that was the case or not. I never did find out.
Okay. Well, Riley Edwards, her voice is annoying. Next. I don't think so, sir.
I don't think so, Riley.
Nice try, though. Mahalia, do you want to...
Can you pronounce your name for us?
Vinny did an excellent job. Mahalia, exactly like that.
Mahalia.
Thank you so much, Vinny.
You're welcome.
What nationality is that? I've never heard that name before.
It's actually Hebrew. My mom really liked the gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, so that's who she named me after. Just please don't ask me if I can sing.
Okay.
Interesting.
Done and done. Sounds good. Mahalia Jackson. I'll have to look that up. I'm not familiar with that.
All right. So why don't you...
Wait, is it Michael and they just pronounce it differently?
Not the same person,
okay,
no.
Different Jackson.
Not quite.
They actually convicted Mahalia Jackson. So
no, she was cleared of all crimes. She was completely innocent.
So was Michael. All right. Moving on.
Oh, hot take. So you want to let us know the results, because I just want Carl to spin so bad.
Yeah, let's hear it. What happened last week?
Well, I am very excited today to not just be interim results girl, but also get to announce the results of today's tiebreaker. So without further ado, with 64% of the vote for creepiest Amazon worker, we have the winner, Hot Carl.
The people have spoken, and Vinny is the people's chump.
Yes, the people have spoken. It has been a long creep off, but we are finally coming to the conclusion of this round with Carl as the winner. Final score of 5-4, which means, Vinny, I'm so sorry, but you must spin the dreaded Wheel of Consequences.
That's amazing.
Today.
And I have to say, this was one of our better rounds. I think I had an early lead, and then you came back and took the lead, and then I came back and got it in the end. Fantastic competition, Vinny. We both fought hard.
I don't want to spin. Come on.
Spin the wheel, baby.
Come on. The guy rubbed his ass on the railing and everything. You guys saw it. It was ridiculous.
He had an itchy ass.
You got creativity points for me on that one, Vinny.
How many points does that count for?
64%.
Not quite enough.
Damn it. Dude, so far, these new results girls are 2-4-2. Yeah. I am liking this competition.
Can we get Jess back? Did she get fired yet?
No. Jess hasn't gotten caught stealing money from work
still
yet.
Still counting those bills, taking her time. She'll be a while.
All right, so listen, let's take a second and discuss this. Well, we have Mahalia here with us. This is what we have right now on the Wheel of Consequences. We have one open spot.
Okay.
So currently we have number one. If you land on number one, it's winner's choice. Mm-hmm. Number two is murder and makeup. Number three, Patreon and Super Chats money to the winner.
Mm.
Number four, Tom Meyer's stand-up marathon. Ugh.
Oh, break a toy with a hammer. I forgot about that one.
Number six is $100 to podcast Hitman. Number seven is nothing currently. And number eight is Pass the Spin. So we need to come up with one more today to add to the wheel.
Yeah, we had some good ideas throughout this competition. I'm trying to remember what they were.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one we had to create... I know we've done this before, where you had to do the podcast series about The Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, I know. I'm not asking you to.
I am not bringing back Creeps and Roses.
I'm not asking you to. But didn't we have some idea, though, for some type of series or something someone had to produce?
There was something where it was like, do a podcast with Phil.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
But he's disappeared, thank Christ.
No, he texts me whenever we talk about him. He'll probably text me in a minute. He really does. It's so funny. Anytime someone brings Phil's name up, I've seen it on Shuley's show, on my show, you get a text from him saying, yep, still here.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll go for. I'll do that. I'll do podcasts with Phil.
Oh, topic, that'd be awesome.
Topic, 5 episodes. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Topic, listener's choice, whatever the topic is. If he, if
his
he's
brother.
Game.
That's what I want to hear about.
That's all I'm going to ask about, too. It's not going to make it past one episode.
I think
Darl.
You guys should do a deep dive into Vince the Attorney. That would be funny.
Phil, oh, Jesus Christ. And then I had to have that guy in my life.
Anyway. All right, so is that what the seventh option is, then?
I don't know, unless we hear something better.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah. We'll keep our eye out. Super chat is your recommendations.
Yeah.
I know we've had some good ones. I just, we should have written them down. When I say we, I mean Vinny.
Substitute teach for a day.
That's fun.
Nobody's going to let one. You. Nobody's let you do that.
Oh, maybe we should have to take that CBEST test on air live.
What's that?
That's the test that John always brags about passing in order to become a substitute teacher. That everyone tells me is really fucking easy. It's a 4-hour test. It's 4 hours.
I would do so
poorly.
If
he can pass
that.
It, you can pass it.
Probably not. I'm dumb as shit.
God,
that's the shot in the arm Carl needed.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's what it is then. That's the one that we're doing then. If you're nervous about that. CBEST test.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that. I'm not taking no fucking tests.
All right.
Now, nice. Oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, that sounds easy. I want to do that one. That put that one on the wheel. That
oh, no,
simple.
No, no, no. You're not getting away with that.
That
no,
sounds
no,
really
no,
easy.
No, you got a podcast with Phil Elmore. I like how we've decided that Phil has to do your consequence with you without even consulting with him.
Why don't you text him right now? Text him and say, would you do this as a consequence with Vinny? Just ask him.
Okay, all right. I'll ask him.
Yeah, that way we'll know by the time we're done with the show, because I'm sure he'll respond right away.
He might. We'll see.
If he's not at a family reunion, Brian.
Talk amongst yourselves. I got to set a text real quick.
So, Mahalia, is there anything you'd like to tell us about yourself? Anything you'd like the listeners to know as to why they should vote for you? You want to give your stump speech now?
Ooh, the speech. You know, I didn't come prepared with a speech. I really like to just kind of riff off the fly. Just a little bit about myself, current resident of Las Vegas, been here for about 4 years. Starting listening to WATP and subsequently the Creep Off over the last year. It initially started just as noise in the background, but finally I had to stop and ask my boyfriend, what the hell are you playing? But did get me into it.
Carl, I want you to know something. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You are the second person in 24 hours to tell me that their boyfriend got them into the Dabbleverse.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else?
This girl that I know, her name's Emily. She used to work at a place where an open mic used to be, and she messaged me to tell me that she's coming to Subreddit Surfing Live.
Nice.
I haven't seen her in probably 8 to 10 years, and she goes, I'm dating a dabbler. And I said, get the fuck out. He loves it. And he put this on, and I was like, we have to go to this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love that. Guys, get your ladies into this. You'll be surprised. They might like it.
I'd be surprised.
The next thing you know, you're paying for flights to Hackamania yeah, and all this other shit. Be
Poor
careful.
The ladies love us might be the name of this episode. All right. I'm sorry. Keep going. I interrupted you. I'm the worst.
Yes. The ladies do love you, especially you, Vinny. Carl, you are hot as well, and of course must pay tribute to Senor Dopestradamus. So big fans of all of you.
That's a nice callback.
That is a good callback. I forgot about that.
Can't say that I'm a true crime fan per se, but
You're
I am a
be,
huge
yeah.
lover of just weird, morbid, sick shit.
Nice.
So definitely love what you guys do. Appreciate all of the time you take into digging deep into finding all of these creepos. And just for myself, for all of the viewers, listeners out there, current bar for me, I know I said I had a boyfriend, but his profile said 6 foot, came down to Las Vegas for him. He was only 5'6". So if you can beat that, bar's not too high, please do send me a message. Shoot your shot.
Wow. All right. Well, someone's playing to win today. Congratulations on that.
All right. Strong showing. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm sorry that you decided to give me that particular set of scores. I probably should have checked them before I let Alex send them to you.
by the way.
I'm sorry I had to do that to you too. And I just want to say there really is no creep off without the Wheel of Consequences. However, the Wheel of Consequences cannot be spun without a results to break the tie.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done it without me is all I want to say, gentlemen. And it really has been a pleasure to be here with you today.
All right. Mahalia, it's a pleasure to meet you. See you next time. And you could vote for Mahalia when we have the consequences.
That's right. Thank you very much, Mahalia.
Great job.
Phil got back to me right away and says, no, I appreciate the offer and I imagine it would be fun, but I'd rather not. So I guess that's not going to happen.
Probably a good choice on his part.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's a weird text, though, isn't it? I appreciate the offer, and it does sound fun.
But I'd rather not. Yeah, that is.
I'd rather not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Phil's a very polite guy.
What the hell?
When he's not trying to get people canceled for their comedy shows.
Oh, I just got a letter to the club. Just got a letter in. All right, folks. So there's going to be a competition. It's Wild Card. Brian's throwing his hat in the ring today. Brian, would you like to go last today? Where would you like to go with
you? Yeah, sure, I'll go last. Okay. Let's see what you guys have. I don't know who Carl has. I know who you have.
Yeah. Carl, you're up first. You won, so ring the bell and give it to us.
All right, it is a wild card. I do want to thank Alex for sending me some options I was able to choose from. And I think I brought to you the biggest creep possible this week, Jed William Brooker. From Australia. Now, Vinny, I have some video clips here.
Yep.
I'm going to have you play them in order. Number one, we'll get an understanding of who this guy is and what he's up to.
Certainly. Let me pull this up for you, my friend. Here we go.
At just 39 years of age, Jed Brooker's described as the worst of the worst, a staggering 182 sex crimes against children.
How many?
182 sex crimes against children that he pled guilty to. Mm-hmm. 4 he pled not guilty to. So I think the court was just like, all right, whatever. It's fine.
That was just the one ugly kid.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not fucking that.
That they lumped into the class action.
I'm not fucking that one. How dare you?
I draw the line.
There were 96 boys who were victims of this creep, some as young as the age of 12, and it gets worse. Now, you're probably thinking, what's worse than fucking young boys, Carl? What could possibly be worse than that?
I'm thinking, what's better?
Well,
I just feel bad for this guy because he was so close to the century mark before they caught him.
Yeah, well, here's my second track on here.
At an earlier hearing, the court was told that Brooker, who's HIV positive, had conversations with like-minded people expressing an interest in infecting children with the virus.
So not only is this guy going around fucking children, but he's trying to give them AIDS. This is a monster.
That's Thanos. He's just trying to cull the population,
Carl. This is as bad as it gets. So my third track on here, we'll find out what happened to him.
An HIV-positive pedophile, dubbed Australia's worst child sex predator, has been jailed for a near-record 36 years. His victims have broken down in tears as the judge outlined the horrific crimes against almost 100 vulnerable young boys.
Oh,
vile and depraved, Jed Brooker preyed on young boys, committing crimes of sexual abuse too abhorrent to detail. His victims, too, shocked by the extent of his perverted offending.
He was a vile, vile man. I didn't know the extent that was going to be read out, and it was quite horrific.
So it turns out he was dating these two teenage boys. One of them, he was filming all of their sex acts. The other one took his own life. The other one killed himself because of the horrific things that Jed was doing.
Well, I feel really bad for everybody in the courtroom when all those HIV positive kids started crying. I hope the bailiffs were all wearing gloves and stuff.
Because of the tears?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just going for an AIDS joke. But,
Vinny, I have one more
video. I was going
for
like a circa 1988 AIDS joke.
I have one more video. So fortunately, this guy was convicted. So this happened a couple of years ago. The conviction just happened last year. He will be 70 when he's eligible to apply for parole because he's 41 now, 29 years before he can even apply. But he's got 36 years. So hopefully he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. And let's talk about what was found on the old hard drives in my next clip.
4 million child abuse images were found on his laptop and mobile phone, some depicting babies being sexually abused.
He knew that I was underage. I rejected his advances. He kept insisting. I broke down in tears. Some of the victims are no longer living. Their stories aren't able to be told.
That's right. 4.5 million. I think that might be a record for the Creep Off, Vinny. We've had some big numbers out here as far as CP is concerned. That's a big one right there.
I am not comfortable with how much CP that gentleman has. That's, even hearing about it, I feel like I'm convicted.
That's terabytes worth.
Look, I'm going to reveal something. I have a library of photos of my wife.
Okay. I'm glad that's where it was going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not 4 million, but quite a few.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the times that I go back and review them are very few.
Right.
So, like, why do you need, like, what is it about these guys that they need tens of thousands, if not millions, of images?
Yeah, I would think that if you had a few hundred, you could cycle through those over the years and you wouldn't get sick of them, right?
Yeah, I remember her. She probably, they age out, too.
Well, the photos don't age out. The videos don't age out.
It's a joke.
Does it screw up the fantasy if you're like, oh, this kid's like 22 now. Fuck that. Cares. Vinny, I just have
this kid's not even alive anymore.
Right. I just have a couple more pieces of evidence that I wanted to present to make sure I get the vote this week.
Sure.
There's a couple of photos that were taken by the New York Post from this guy's Facebook page.
And yep,
he does like to be Santa Claus. That's not good. But
really
the creepiest thing of all is his obsession with Sesame Street. He loves Sesame Street and loves getting his photo taken with different Sesame Street characters. As you can see here with Cookie Monster, very excited.
That's not the real. I don't think that's a licensed Cookie Monster.
It might not be licensed. And then Elmo, a trumpet playing Elmo here.
I want to see him with Tukey.
Well, I know. I should have photoshopped that one. Isn't it funny that both these child molesters happen to post with that picture right there?
It's pretty wild.
All right. So that is. That's my creep this week. Vote for Carl and Jed Brooker, the worst child molester in the history of Australia, who had charges over 180 charges that he pled guilty to.
Well, that's a great presentation, Carl. I loved watching those videos that you clipped in about 5 seconds.
Oh,
thanks for...
As if the amount of time spent changes how big of a creep the person is. And by the way, motherfucker, what was your presentation last week? A 7-second clip of a guy rubbing his asshole on a handrail?
I lost. I earned it.
Yeah, okay, good.
I went for it. I thought there was a chance. Oh, boy, did I fucking fail. I am going to have to reevaluate a lot of things.
All right, maybe you did it this week. Let's see. What do you got?
Well, my creep's a freak show, Carl. His name is Takahiro Shirahashi from Tokyo.
Oh, I was going to say Ireland.
Yeah. We're going to talk. He was about 27 years old in 2017 when the crimes that we're going to talk about went down. Now, little background. His friends described him as a bit of rough to play around as a kid. He would play this game with the other kids where he would grab them and hold them down and choke them till they lost consciousness, and then he let them breathe again.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun
game. Milton Bradley.
And out of high school, he decided not to go to college, which I'm sure shamed his parents quite a bit. He found a job working for sex clubs.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and what he did was he scouted at-risk women to go work in the sex parlors in Kabachiko, Tokyo's biggest red light district. He would lure young women into working into the clubs there because he was a young guy. They loved having him there because he knew how to talk to the younger girls.
Okay.
So they used him to get women in there, and he used Twitter to do this. Now, he got a reputation around town pretty quickly. Local people started calling him the Creepy Scout, was his nickname, because he was a very socially awkward guy. All of his smoothness and his talk was really cyber stuff, Twitter. Like, he would talk, he knew how to talk a good game online.
Sure.
He ended up getting arrested for sex trafficking.
Okay.
He gets a suspended sentence because he claimed he was struggling with mental illness. Now, he tells his father he's dealing with dark thoughts. His dad goes to bat for him. He gets a suspended sentence. It turns out those dark thoughts that he was having wasn't that he wanted to hurt himself. It said he really was into the idea of watching people commit suicide.
Yeah, Japanese are into that sort of thing. It's cultural. It anyway, turns out, Brian, what did you bring?
I'm not done.
Okay. All right, keep going. Keep going.
Now, you are correct. It's not uncommon in Japan. They have the sixth highest suicide rate in the world. Now, three months after...
Only if they bring shame on their families.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You would think that maybe they should remove that social pressure. Those numbers might go down a little bit.
Yeah.
3 months after his arrest, he moves from Tokyo into a place in Kanagawa in August of 2017. Now, in his apartment, Carl, it's the size of a parking space.
Oh, so it's like where Senator John's living.
Yes. Think Kanoga Park, maybe even smaller.
You can give me the buzzer for that one. Sorry.
He decided he wanted to get back into the dating scene 3 months after all of this situation going down. And he had a type he was looking for in a woman, Carl. You want to guess what it was?
A vagina having woman?
No. He wanted a suicidal woman, is what he was looking for.
Oh, suicide girls. Yeah. It's a whole category.
Sirashishi approached women via Twitter, and he used his on the job training from his previous line of work to find at risk women by offering them to assist them with their suicidal wishes.
Okay.
Now, he built up a sizable following on Twitter. He had two accounts. One was called @IWantToDie and @AProfessionalAtHanging.
Oh, so he has a specific technique that he uses, then.
Yeah, yeah. He would offer to help them and get them to his tiny little apartment, and that's when he would hold them down and violently rape them.
Oh, so that's not suicide at all, then.
Yeah, so they were coming there just hoping to put all the pain
away. It's not even homicide at that point.
And now it's just like, now you're going to have this horrible traumatic experience because now you're just getting raped. Mm. And then he would follow that rape up with murder, right?
Okay.
Then he would murder them, just straight up strangle them.
They get what they wish eventually.
Yeah, but then I don't know if they would have wished this if they had known that the rape would have started again after the murder. Like, you know, you could do the rape, then the murder, but this guy was going rape, murder, rape.
I'm always impressed with guys who can go again immediately. Like, I need a break in between.
Yeah. This is like a Blue Chew fucking commercial.
Yeah, right. It's impressive.
That is strange. I've noticed that in the past myself. I watch a lot of, like, true crime shows, and it's just like, you know, he raped me, like, six times over the next hour. I'm just like, what kind of Superman is this guy?
They get so fucking turned on how evil they are, I think. I really think that's what it is. Like, they're so fucking, they have their adrenaline going so hard that they're like, I'm fucking doing it. They're just, like, screaming like Kevin Brennan. We're doing it! We're doing it!
Vinny was just channeling something just now. I just want to point out. Remember the show, By Creeps for Creeps.
Crunching up.
Creeps. Yeah,
we're doing it. Hey, 9 victims total, Carl, that he raped and murdered and raped. Would you like to know the ages?
Sure, Vinny.
15 to 26.
Ah, some of those ages aren't so great.
Yeah, none of them are great. They're all too young to go, I think, I would say.
Sure.
Now, One of the missing women's brothers started an investigation on his own to find his sister. And a woman assisted him by contacting Sirahishi because they were able to look into her Twitter. They contacted this guy, and he was like, yeah, if you want to die too, come on over. We'll set up an appointment.
Sure.
So he sets up an appointment with this woman. The brother shows up. She shows up, and then the police show up. When the police get there, they start questioning him as to where the sister is. And he goes, oh, you see that freezer right there that's taking up half the room? Yeah, she's in that.
Okay.
So they open up the freezer, and what they found, Carl, was unbelievable. Because we know these people who, you know, have to get rid of the body. It's a small, tiny space. And we're talking August to October. This is a couple of months. We're talking 9 bodies.
How did he afford such a big freezer? Was he selling the underpants or something?
Sex trade, man. Yeah, gotta have a couple bucks. Nice. They don't pay in peanuts when you're trafficking.
Yeah, good point.
There really is, like, those freezers, those, like, chest freezers, like, not the upright kind, but the other kind. Mm-hmm. There's really only one reason to put a lock on those things, right?
A lock, yeah, good point. I don't want anyone stealing my steaks.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Who's afraid of that?
Good point.
Well, the thing is, in the freezer, and then in 3 cooler boxes and 5 large storage boxes they found all pushed into one corner of the room, they found heads, legs, and arms from his victims. Neighbors corroborated the events by confirming that foul smells of rotting flesh had been coming from the tiny apartment.
Easy for you to say.
I'm telling you, it's not. He had discarded elements of the people into the trash. So what he was doing was, instead of slowing his role and murdering like every couple of months, he went on a crazy kill spree. He's like, I got to get rid of these. So he's chopping off parts of them, but he couldn't put all of them into the dumpster at once because then everybody's going to see it. So now he's got all these bodies that he's chopping up, and he's just throwing a little bit of the trash every week and bringing it out to the driveway, to the curb.
Makes sense.
And the rest of the bodies are just fucking piling up.
Yep.
But he still chopped them up, so that's fun. Now, all of the victims except for one was a woman. One of them was one of the girl's boyfriends who, like the first guy, followed the Twitter trail back to his apartment. And he's like, yeah, come on in. And then he just hit the guy over the head with something, murdered him, and chopped him up. Okay. Don't know if he raped the guy.
I was going to say, yeah, that one probably didn't end.
No, you know what? I'm going to say he raped the guy.
Don't start making shit up.
Rape, murder, rape.
They're all lies.
He said he found a whole new aspect to himself. It was really creepy.
Wouldn't it be funny if all of your stories had just been fan fiction this whole time? None of this shit's real.
I am the sickest man to ever walk the fucking earth. Now, in October of 2020, he pled guilty to 9 murders. And on the 15th of December 2020, he was sentenced to death. And his death sentence was finalized in January of 2021. He could go fuck himself.
Major crimes.
Yeah, so we got a lot of murder, rape, murder, rape. Then we have keeping the bodies, sticking out the neighborhood.
Never mind fuck, marry, kill. We should start playing rape, murder, rape. That's a fun game.
I don't think we should do that. I don't think we should do
all
that.
All right, yeah, probably not.
So,
all right. Brian? Wonderful presentation, Vinny. I really liked the multimedia aspect of it. Oh, wait, that was me. Now I remember.
Okay. Brian, I think you're up, my friend.
Okay. Now, like I said, this was originally supposed to, I thought, for the scum parade. So my guy's a little more subtle than yours. You guys have a lot of violent felonies,
sure.
A lot of murder, a lot of rape. And it seems like you're kind of like whipping your dicks out, trying to outdo each other with this. Like, well, my guy has 4 million images. Well, my guy has body parts all over the place. Yep. This is far more subtle, this guy.
Okay.
And what I believe is not a psychopath like your guys, but a true creep. And that's why I think I might win this week.
What did this guy rub his ass on?
This guy didn't. Well, we're not sure.
Oh, no.
This guy's name was Michael Mayden, 57. He turned himself in after a grand jury issued an indictment accusing him of multiple felonies and misdemeanors stemming from an August 26, 2023 sleepover. This Oregon dad drugged his daughter's young friends with smoothies laced with sedatives, then creeped over them as they drifted to sleep. One of the three 12-year-old girls texted her mom with a desperate plea for help at 1:45 a.m. as she lost consciousness and begged to be rescued from the home. And this is her text. Mom, please pick me up and say I had a family emergency. I don't feel safe. I might not respond, but please come get me. Crying emoji. Please, please pick up. Please, please, please. Hold on, I just lost my spot. That's what she wrote, according to police.
I gotta say this, Brian. As everyone knows, I am not a father, but I'd be willing to bet that that's not a text you want to receive from your daughter. I'd be willing to bet, as a parent, that would be disturbing.
Like, I have ex-girlfriends I wouldn't mind receiving that from. But
my thoughts on this, it'd be like, it's okay, you're a big girl, you just go back to sleep, everything right. is fine.
Drink your smoothie, be good. So it says he laced mango smoothies with benzodiazepine, a depressant that slows the nervous system, such as Xanax, you know, that kind of stuff. I guess they don't want to.
Yeah, but how much do you put in so they can't detect the flavor, though, Brian? I'm like, what's the actual recipe for this? Do you have that?
The concoction, I don't see it in the article, but I will Google it later.
Actually,
on.
What he did was he didn't mix it in. He actually just took the pills and put them on top of him like sprinkles.
Like sprinkles. Yeah, some whipped cream and pills.
It says, during the sleepover, the girls watched movies and did facials.
before he do prepared the facials the or did they do the facials?
Oh, you too.
They do not specify here, so I'm going to go with like, yeah, he probably raped them too. Like, well, you know, he not only murdered them, but probably raped them. Murder, rape, murder.
Damn it.
murder, rape, murder is a weird one. Actually, Vinny, you're not that far off because the girl said that the drinks had tiny white chunks throughout and sprinkled on top.
Protein powder. It's protein.
Yep. And the dad demanded that the girls drink down the drinks Even though in one says that she didn't like hers, he then made repeated trips to the basement where the girls were sleeping, at one point holding his finger under a girl's nose to see if she was asleep. He moved one girl's arm and moved her body on the bed. The girl remained awake in fear that he was going to do something to her friend. Another girl recalled feeling woozy and clumsy after drinking the smoothie. Like, I get, like, look, if you're a child molester and you're like, sleepover, perfect scenario to sedate and molest a girl.
And this is like, you know,
one of my daughter's friends. These are all, these girls are like around 12 too, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No, you didn't mention that. That's worse.
Yeah, that makes it worse. After the one girl was rescued from the sleepover, her parents called the families of the other girls to take them home. So in the middle of the night that this girl sleeps, can you imagine this being this little girl and so your dad is pulling this shit and everybody comes over to bust up your sleepover party at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, good luck getting friends on Monday.
Oh, my God, the rest of the week. We're going to have a sleepover at Jamie's. Her dad's not going to be there and rape us.
Oh, it's Rapey Rachel's dad, everyone.
Rapeshul. Yeah, there she is.
Rapeshul, your dad is so embarrassing.
Dad, why did you rape my friends? It says that he kept coming back and standing near where the girls were sleeping for what seemed like an extended period of time and just seemed to be checking if the girls were asleep. That's when the one girl made the call, and then they all got rescued. I think he was basically just, he got as far as like sniffing them and checking to see.
Did it say if he had a favorite or not?
Doesn't say if he had a favorite, but he does face charges, including causing another person to ingest a controlled substance, an application of a controlled substance to the body. Because I guess technically they can't say, like, well, he did something.
Right.
Yankees suck. Rachel does it off.
Pretty fucking good. Pretty solid. That's a good one.
Pretty solid.
I just imagine this father, like, leading up to that sleepover. Is Bethany coming to sleepover? She's not? Why are you guys not friends anymore? What's going on? Is she busy that night? Should we reschedule?
Who's here? Amber and Heather? Yeah, those two?
Just those two?
You really need to step it up in the friends department, honey.
I guess in a pinch, but...
Your friends are gross.
You know, I hate the way you said that, Brian, because, like you said, he was sniffing them. That's just all I can picture in my mind is, like, an animal just, like, checking to see if it's dead yet. Like,
right,
just,
yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's not great.
So I'll give it up to you guys in terms of, like, rape count, body count, violence, all that stuff. But in terms of true creep, I think that the creepos will agree. This is a creepy motherfucker. Like, because this is an average guy that people trust. Nobody's really trusting your guy, Vinny. Too many people are trusting your guy.
Way too many people trusted my guy. That's the problem. He sold all sorts of women into the sex game.
So wait.
Yeah, but they knew. That's why he was. What was his name? The creepy what?
The creepy scout.
Yeah.
So who's the creep in your story? Is it the girl who called her mom or?
Yeah.
The narc. Okay.
Why bust up a good time?
Right.
Like, that's how you party with you. Like, these kids today, they have all the advantages that, like, they're so much more advanced than we were when we were young. How do you not know this is a party? Why
and
are
they
you
gotta call their mommies all the time in every situation? It's annoying.
Yeah, it's like those videos you see, like when somebody gets pulled over by a cop, you know, and they're like, oh, I gotta call my mom, I gotta call my dad, you know?
Yep. I have an example
Babies,
today, actually.
This generation.
Yep.
And the name of today's episode. Amber Alert. Thank you.
I gotta say, like, I have to hand it to the girl because, like, if that were me in that situation at 12, I don't know what I'd do. Like, I can't be like, oh yeah, man, I would call my. Well, obviously, I wouldn't. You know, if I did call, I'd get a busy signal. That's how long ago it was. I was 12.
You know, you'd put out.
I might put out. I might have no choice. I'd just be like, I don't know. I guess this is how people party.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really awful. If I'm his lawyer, though, I have an argument here.
Oh. What's that?
I would say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my client just wanted to have a quiet night.
Yeah.
Do you know how annoying teenage girls are at a sleepover?
Yeah, you
cannot invite more chaos and annoying energy into your home than having a sleepover with girls. I thought I'd knock them out. I was checking them just to make sure they were still breathing because I felt bad about what I did. And I realized I did wrong. I'm sorry. Slap me on the wrist. Can we have another one? I'll do a do-over.
Yeah, I'm the judge. I'm like, uh-huh.
I mean,
you don't say.
It's not a terrible case.
All you need is a judge who has teenage daughters and you're home free.
I would just put out a video of tweens at a slumber party. Just let it play for an hour and a half. And they go, Who amongst us would not try to knock these girls out?
All they're talking about is Tay Swift and all this other shit. I don't want to hear about it
fucking
anymore.
The Eras tour. Oh, where did you sit? Mm-hmm.
It was the pills are a hammer, Your Honor. Your decision. I like Gardner fans. Like, these girls seduced him, Your Honor.
Yeah, what were they wearing? You didn't bring that up.
That's a good point.
Let's hit some super chats real quick.
Certainly.
TheCreepOff.com is where you want to go to vote for who you thought brought the biggest creep this week. Gartner fan, $2, says, no matter who spins, we all lose.
Ugh.
Is that because of the Phil Elmore podcast?
I believe that would be, but that's not in there. So again, folks, remember, put in your suggestions. We need a number seven for the wheel.
Yeah, we need number seven here.
She is the one. Okay, we were a little late on that one. Where can we DM her at? Okay, let's ask her. Mahel, where can people DM you?
We didn't ask about your social media or anything.
Yeah, you want
to
plug it?
I know. I realized I told the creeps to shoot their shot and then didn't tell them where to send it.
Right.
So, yes, you can follow me all where people are followed. Twitter, Instagram, Mahel, MaheLyeah. So MaheLyeah. Mahel,
All right. If you could find that, then you get to go on a date or something.
Shoot your shot, kids. Shoot your shot.
Bonus that's not point. An easy You're find. Automatically in if you can find me. But that's the fun of it, because I want a real creep that has to do some digging. I don't want to just be out there.
I've never been so happy that my parents named me a boring name like Brian.
You're
like easy to spell. Nobody's asking me to spell it. Maybe I or Y. That's the only question I get. Four L's in one name, it's too many L's. They should have cut it down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Four L's in a row is where I draw the
Four
line.
Four L's in a row, yeah.
All right. Good job, Mahel,
Well, she is going to regret that. Wow. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I think Danny got a lot of new Instagram followers after last week.
I assume she did, too.
Yeah.
Two-faced lied bastard, thanks for the $1.99. Loser can't bring a pedo till next
That's
round.
Funny. That's a funny idea.
I don't think that's a good idea. We got to entertain the people.
Dang Lizard with €5. Dang Lizard, what country do you live in? I'm curious, because I know that English is not your first language. Carol's creep might have tried to infect young boys, but what do you think of people not washing their hands, exposing people to frosted tips?
Might as well be HIV.
How dare you? I usually wash my hands, but if I'm in like a crowded place, a concert, a ball game, I just got to get in and out.
Heart Attack Cafe in Vegas, 300 pounds plus eats for free.
Ooh. Mm. Is that real?
I guess.
All right. I'll do that.
How are you going to get to 300 pounds?
Dude, I got time.
Start eating now.
Yeah, we got
90 days.
Thanks for mentioning March 9th, Tubby. Vote Carla. How dare you, Cardiff?
Yeah, it's the week of the live show, and you're not even bringing up...
I brought it up earlier.
CarlsonComedy.com. Is that what the website is?
It is. That
Purchase
is the,
your tickets. See us this Saturday night.
Man, I have been watching Reddit videos for days now.
Yeah.
And I've pretty much lost my sense of humor and everything that I think is funny. I don't know anymore.
Great promotion for the show.
Yeah. All I know is I have seen the craziest of the crazy now, and
Cardiff,
you will too.
Cardiff, I'm trying, buddy.
Let me get it out. I have seen the crazy of the crazy, and I'm going to show it to everybody.
Excellent.
Your hair is going to be as white as Brian's when you leave Subreddit Surfing Live, is my point.
I do look very white, don't I?
You do.
It looks more gray in real life, but yeah, I mean, I'm really snowy.
Yeah, man. On this. Brian the White, the good wizard.
Right. I don't know if that's a good name.
Probably not.
Solid point. I was going Tolkien. I was getting ready for my show with Phil. All right, folks. I guess that means it's time to do a body cam segment.
We
right,
do
Carl?
Have a body cam segment, and this one comes once again from Jeff Spangler, who I saw in the chat. Jeff, thank you for sending these over my way.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is a YouTube channel called Real Body Cams, and this is a fun one for us. A little bit different, a little bit of a different angle. We're going to see a gentleman. Now, here's the question I have for both of you guys. Let's say you're out driving drunk, just, you know, for S's and G's, and you get into your driveway. That's safe, right? That's like when you play home base with your friends. Like, once your foot's on the driveway, I got them.
Nope. They don't play that game with people.
They don't?
No. Because
this guy's confused about that.
I'm pretty sure that's not a real game.
All right, Let's see. Let's start with my first clip here. See what's going on.
On October 1st, 2023, officers in Ohio received a report of a possible intoxicated driver in an SUV swerving dangerously on the roadway. The caller reported the vehicle nearly collided with a sign before pulling into a driveway. Officers arrived at the residence and located the SUV with the driver still inside.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
This is home?
Where are you coming from?
I was at an AA meeting. And...
Oof.
You did an AA meeting. That's pretty funny. I like his jokes.
I think you meant AA after party.
Yes. No shit. That's some AA meeting. All right. So you might notice that his shirt appears to be a little wet on the front.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. The officer is curious about this in my next clip here.
Gotcha. What happened to your shirt?
What?
Nothing? Okay.
Shirt.
What were you drinking tonight?
Nothing
at all. Any medication?
Yeah, I had Valium about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
That's all.
You feel like you're okay to drive? Because we had somebody following you, so they almost, you almost hit some signs and hit some people and all over the road.
I know. I understand.
So
that.
So what happened?
I was just getting home safe, that's all. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, officer, I got home safe. I know you're saying I could have hit someone. I obviously didn't, so I don't know what the problem is.
I do like his reaction to that. He's like, you know, you like hit some signs, you almost hit some people. He's like, I know. It's been a day, officer. It's been a day.
And listen, I hate to say this, but maybe he should have used that towel on his head to dry his shirt off.
When, I'll tell you what, when the cop asked him where he was, I thought he was going to say a costume party.
All right, so let's find out how long it's been since he has had a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, because obviously he's not been drinking.
What did
tonight.
He say, 8 o'clock earlier?
Well, he said he took a Valium at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
You always want to take those before you drive.
Right.
You don't drink anymore, right?
No.
When was the last time you were drinking?
I just went about 32 days ago, 33 days ago.
Okay. You got a bottle of vodka here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an old bottle.
Yeah.
I do not drink anymore. As my father's there, you know that I don't drink.
Well, you look like you vomited on yourself or something here. You spit up or something on you, and you're not really you're not doing well.
No. I'm being honest with you. I've not drank in 33 days. Okay.
Just added the day. A lot of time just went by, it seems like.
Was it after midnight to the clock just
33. How funny is that? When's the last time you drank? Oh, 32 days ago. What about this bottle of vodka right here? I mean, that's been in there for 2 months, officer. What do you mean?
Oh, I was going to get rid of it eventually.
Yeah.
After the costume party.
Okay. So
yeah, I like his defense. It's like, he's like, it's old. It's like, by definition, since it's empty, yes, it's old. It's not new.
Yes. So then they get him out of the car. They do the field sobriety. They're trying to do the heel-to-toe thing, and he's just falling over. You can tell this guy's out of it.
Is it because he has those pointy shoes?
He got on his carpet. It wouldn't fly.
Oh, how dare. That's a terrible joke.
Point up the sky about six inches off the ground, up the sky like this. Arms down at your side. I'm going to have you count out loud from 1 to 30 by thousands. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. Right. Until you get to 30, and then if you have to start over, pick up on the other one. All right, go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
1,001. I can't even do so.
All right.
Spray.
You only count for 30?
Yeah. Or until I tell you to stop.
That's.
Yep. 1,001. 1,002.
Can you do it? On your
sure.
Own?
Sure.
Okay, let me see you do it.
Well, I've got all this equipment on. It's kind of unfair to do.
I'm saying that makes no sense. Right. I will.
What's that?
You do it 30
with them.
Yeah.
Do it at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Let's go. All right. We can all do it.
This will be fun. Okay.
Yeah. Ready? You go.
Right. On you.
All right.
Somebody can use a spot in.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
1,001.
I can jump quick.
1,002. 1,003. 1,001.
Yep. See. All right. How about we try something that doesn't involve balance? Because you said your balance isn't good.
So you notice how there's a guy over on the right over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's his father. Now, what you don't want to do is get busted for driving while intoxicated in your driveway, because then your dad comes out, all the neighbors are watching, there's all these cops around making a big commotion. It's very embarrassing.
Now, someone we know, Carl, got a DUI in their neighborhood.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that. We shouldn't be laughing, but...
Well, it was the worst thing in the world, because he's got, like, a young kid, and, like, they brought him out of the car, like, we're going to make you do the drug test. He's like, do you know how many of my neighbor's doorbell cams I'm about to be on? There's no way in fuck I'm doing this. I'll do a breathalyzer. I'm not doing these tests.
Yep.
And it ended up being a whole big fucking thing for the guy, but it's humiliating in your neighborhood.
Yeah, no, this is the worst place for this to happen. So the field sobriety is not going well, as you can see. The guy was like, count to 30? Are you nuts? How is that even possible? Let's see you do it, officer. Count to 30? Yeah, right.
You got to hand it to a guy, though, that's standing there with vomit all over his shirt, can't stand on one leg for even 1 second. Yep. He couldn't even make it to 1001, and he's still like, I'm not drunk.
So what's your point,
officer? What you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Okay, so now it's time. They finally brought out the breathalyzer. They're like, I think this guy might have had a few drinks. So it's time for him to blow, and this guy's very upset. Because his religion doesn't even allow him to drink, and there's his dad standing right there. This is not good.
Yeah, probably not going to pan out well for him. Here we go.
All right, take a deep breath.
Did you hear anything I said?
Yeah, I was listening to you the whole time.
What is it?
Yeah, your father's going to be very upset. Just take a deep breath and blow into this so we can get this over with.
Why is he? You think it's against our religion?
I understand. I was listening. Just take a deep breath and blow into this. Are you blowing? There you go. He's not blowing.
I have a Jack Daniels. Right.
Take a deep breath, okay. And you have to blow. It knows when you're not blowing.
Yeah, like we found a bottle of vodka. Now you're talking about Jack Daniels. You're not helping your cause. This is not working for you at all. So it's not good. It's against his religion. His dad's standing there watching. All the neighbors are out. This is turning into a whole thing.
I mean, how embarrassing. This man has a full, like, gray beard. He's worried that his dad is going to see him.
Yeah, how old of a guy do you think this is, Bri?
He looks like he's in his 50s, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I would have said, for sure.
He looks too old to be doing this shit.
Yeah, he looks too old to be worried about his dad being mad at him, would be my guess. So... Now, as I was mentioning, he thinks that he got home, and therefore the police have no case.
This isn't that complicated.
Okay, I understand. All of a sudden, I drove into my driveway. Okay?
I wasn't even here for that. I just got here to do this.
And then, like, this is where my car is.
Sir, this is the last test we're doing.
Do you want to do this or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it? Like,
he's asking you to, but it's ultimately up to you.
Okay. So the guy's very confused as to whether he should be blowing into this thing or not. Ultimately, he does not. But again, this is great. My next clip's a short one, but it's him just saying, guys, I'm home. Let me just go to bed. I just want to go to bed now, please.
You know, the big mistake that he's making, besides all of the giant mistakes that we know, is if you drove and you got in your driveway, get the fuck out of your car as soon as possible.
Run into the house.
Because the second you're in the car, if the key's near the ignition, and if you admit that you drove, and they have you very clearly in an intoxicated state, you're fucked, pal.
Yeah, Vinny, you and I aren't attorneys, but we both know that this guy is breaking the law. It's very clear.
Brian, were you aware?
I totally lost my thought.
Dude,
this is
illegal even in New Jersey. What this guy is doing.
he's I enjoy his chill vibe where he's just like, look, dude.
Like, he's like, come on, man.
You know.
You know,
I just imagine the high pitch Eric drop. Are you proud of me, Daddy?
This really is a nice difference compared to what we usually see. There's usually a lot of shrieking by this point.
Yeah, there's no Karens or anything like that.
It's amazing the difference between the way men and women handle these things.
There's an Apu, but there's no Karens in this one.
So this will tell us.
All in French aid, and I'm being very transparent. Mm-hmm. I just pulled into my driveway.
Yes, I get it.
At home.
Yes. Okay? Understood.
So can I just go to bed now?
No. We're here. We're dealing with this now.
So even if I pulled in my driveway, you're dealing with it?
You got it. In operation of the vehicle.
Yes.
I love that. It's just like, guys, I'm being really transparent. I made it home. So I'm going to go to bed now. Okay, you guys can all... Hey, take the rest of the evening off, fellas.
Why don't you guys take off early?
All right. So at this point, you see the cops are all being very reasonable and patient with this man. This one police officer just loses it in this next clip.
Oh, no.
So yes or no?
Do you want to
So what if I do take the test?
Then if you blow... I'll answer this for him. You failed the field sobriety test. If you blow into this and you blow under, he's probably not going to arrest you. If you don't blow into this, then he's going to go off of the field sobriety test, which you completely bombed, so you will be going to jail. That's the option.
Jail?
Jail, yes.
I've never been in jail by
the way. Well, tonight might be a start for it, then. That's where we're at. So, we're dancing in circles here. Do you want to do this, yes or no?
Let my father talk.
Let
my father talk.
No, you are an adult.
This is what we're just talking about. Like on the Drew and Mike show, they play a lot of these webcam videos where it's like 22-year-olds going, I got to call my parents. Rolling the window up on the police officer and getting on their phone. It's like, no, you're an adult. We're talking to you. This guy's 58, and he's sitting there going, talk to my dad about this. I'm out of here. I don't have to deal with this nonsense.
His dad looks like an extra from one of the scenes in the marketplace in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
He looks like a corpse.
Yes.
Correct. You see his face when he walked by it? He looked like he was made of stone and, like, cracking.
Yeah, we're going to see a better shot of him back at the precinct in a little bit. But, Let's see what happens when reality finally kicks in. This guy realizes what's going on here.
Put your hands.
No,
your
I will blow. I will blow like that.
I will blow.
Put your hands behind your back.
Okay, hold on. Let's just walk into his car.
Stop.
You stupid white resisting. You're a white. You hear me?
You're under arrest. Stop resisting.
For what? Stop.
For what?
He's already explained why you're
for
under
what?
Arrest, dude.
Because you're racist?
Is it for what? Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Did you hear the guy yelling that the cops are racist, so that's why they're arresting
him? Yes. Mm-hmm. I almost felt bad for the Indiana Jones Marketplace comment, but then after he called them white bastards, yes. I didn't feel so bad.
So he's screaming in his own driveway. I mean, this is going to be the talk of the town. What's that app that all the neighborhoods use?
Neighbors,
now?
Right?
Yeah. No, it's something else.
It's the neighborhood app or something like that.
There's going to be a lot of posts about this one. Someone wasn't there to see it. They're going to be pissed at themselves for missing it. All right, so this continues as they get him into the car.
This side.
I'm gonna. Don't take any shit out of my pocket.
Don't take any shit out of my pocket.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I love that guy. Just like shut up.
I love it.
He's had enough of this asshole.
Next door app.
Yes, the next door app is gonna be a buzz.
And the citizens
after,
app.
After this one. All right, just a couple more here. This guy is feeling like he's being treated very rudely by these police officers.
Well, he did make it home.
You guys are so rude. All right, go ahead. Take me where you want. I'll remember all this shit. I was at home, okay? You understand that?
Nope. Now he's in his head.
Doesn't even hurt. Towel wrapped around.
I love that he says... He's got that helmet on. I love that he says, I'm going to remember this. No, you are not, sir. You are definitely
we all will.
Blackout drunk. You are...
Proceeds to give himself a concussion. I'll remember this. Bam.
So perfect. Then they bring him back to the precinct, and they take him into the jail. And he's like, hey, can I get one of my nicotine gum things? They're like, no, you're in jail now, sir. He's like, what, really? The reality is still not setting in on this guy. So finally, his dad shows up, posts his bail. And we'll see the exciting conclusion here.
Our attorney, I've checked with the police that they did access. There was no reason.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, sir. Okay, goodbye, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The suspect was charged with operating a vehicle while impaired, OVI, BAC refusal with prior OVI, obstructing official business, and open container. The suspect's bond was set at $1,000. The suspect was released to his father upon paying his bond. The suspect had previously been charged with OVI in 2018. In court, the suspect has pleaded not guilty to OVI, BAC refusal with prior OVI, and open container, and no contest to the charges of OVI and obstructing official business. At this time, the suspect's court case is still ongoing.
I'm surprised those are all misdemeanors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, really.
So as he was walking him, the police officer was walking this guy to where his dad was picking him up, and he's going, so what should I plead, officer? And the guy's like, I'm not an attorney. I didn't go to law school. I can't tell you what that is. He's like, no, but what should I plead? He's like, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. Then they open up the door, and the dad's standing there, and the dad's like, you are using excessive force, and we'll be filing a complaint. They're like, all right, whatever. Okay, get the fuck out of here. Like, I love these assholes who treat cops like complete shit. It's all on multi-camera shot with audio, full-color HD, and they still think they have a case. Like, oh, you're going to rue the day you arrested me, officer.
Every one of these videos we hear, oh, you don't know who you're messing with.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
no one has any pull in the police department.
Vinny's having a day right now. Oh, no. All right. What are you doing? Well, that was fun. I believe the next thing we have is voicemails.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. NASA has announced they are launching a Syracuse resident into space. They say with more funding in a couple decades, we can put the rest of them up there. See you in Syracuse.
Thank you, Syracuse, for sponsoring our little program here.
They're wonderful people over there, except for the ones that are out and free.
Yes.
I really dislike that city. My friends were just at the Funny Bone last weekend, and boy, did they tell me some stories about that mall.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, dude, it's still a mess. It is still a mess.
I've never been there.
I spent 8 hours there once, if you recall.
Yeah, I've been to that
Funny
that.
Bone. The last time I was at that Funny Bone with Florentine, the security guard was like, oh, yeah, we had a shooting 2 days ago. Kids ran right past here. And he's like, pointing. It's insane. All right, first voicemail.
I agree that Carl is the George Harrison of the Dabbleverse. And hopefully he'll also die of non-small cell lung cancer. Of the ass.
That's so mean. What did I do?
I thought so too. So I made sure to
lung cancer of the ass. He put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, I did.
He doesn't like you.
I guess not.
I'm just catching up on the Creep Off video pod as I'm cooking dinner. Sit down with my nice family of six. Oh, how was your day, little girl? And I'm just sitting there chomping on my food in my head going, anally raping children, disemboweling. Oh, such a fucking creep. See you.
Anally raping children, then disemboweling and force feeding them their own intestines.
You got a B in geometry? That's wonderful.
That's excellent. I told you studying would pay off.
Oh, man.
Is he in jail, Nick Bates?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think he's in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did some bad things to his sister.
Yeah.
This guy makes a good point. Vinny equals Ringo. He's retarded.
Ringo's not retarded.
But you know what, though? I'll outlast all of you, and my all-star band shows will carry me until the next generation.
I have to say,
watching
that Get Back documentary about the Beatles putting together that album, I have more respect for Ringo because dude just kept his mouth shut and let the geniuses create. Just sat back like, all right, let me know when you want a beat underneath what you guys are doing there. I'll be here.
Oh, man. That's teamwork is what that's called.
He knew his role in that band, which is great.
All right, next voicemail.
Hello, Creep Off. This is just a reminder to all the people with locks on their doors. You need to use those locks. Lock your fucking doors, people.
Uh-oh.
Don't be one of those people that never locks their doors. They always die first. Anyway, Carl's a wiener cleaner. Always vote for Vinny, and don't call me back.
I am a wiener cleaner, so I don't have to wash my hands when I'm done peeing. My penis is very clean already.
Yeah, but you have to clean everybody's in the restroom?
Sometimes. It's a courtesy.
Doesn't it surprise you when people still use that as a bar of their safety? Is like, you know, we sleep with our doors unlocked.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, you don't need to. But,
yeah, you don't have to. There's no reason. There's a lock on it. That's what
I thought for sure that guy was going to tell us a story about that. That's why I was like, uh-oh, where's this going?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, lock your doors, people. You never know.
Here is a suggestion for a category that I feel like we've done, but maybe we haven't.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, Carl. I had a suggestion after making a voicemail to Carl. I had a suggestion for creepiest lawyer or maybe even just creepiest manipulator. Probably lawyer's better. And one of my suggestions is Kevin Landau, the lawyer that was in charge of Maddox's lawsuit against Dick Masterson and Patreon, only because he's a fucking creep for taking advantage of a clearly retarded man who doesn't know what jokes are. I mean, it's probably not going to win you anything, but it's just a funny thing to talk about, and people need to bring it up more.
Okay.
Keep on creeping.
All right, I like it. Maybe we could also have the creepiest Twitter handle in that competition as well.
At good at hanging, or whatever the fuck my guy had.
Well, yeah, that was pretty good.
We got another one more for us here.
Can I ask a quick question?
Certainly.
Did your volume change since you rearranged your microphone?
I don't know, did it?
It's hard for me to tell. Brian, does he still sound same volume to you?
He sounds about the same to me.
Okay. Check, check, check.
All right, you're fine.
Then. Yeah, all I did was mute it and plugged it back in, so okay. It should be just fine, I hope. Dear God, I hope.
So I was listening to the episode a couple of weeks back about creepiest council person, and I feel so fucking stupid. When Carl said that their person got charged with involuntary DV whatever of a minor, my thought went to like manslaughter. I'm like, involuntary? He did it himself. Involuntary for the minor. Fuck.
Right.
That's funny. I kind of love that phone call. All right, folks. Thank you so much for leaving us voicemails. Remember, the number is 585-371-8108. We should give that out more often. Feel free to leave us a voicemail anytime. The number and the links are on thecreepoff.com where you go to vote. Carl,
yes,
are you
sir.
Ready for a scum parade?
I am, buddy.
I am so ready for a scum parade.
Scum parade. Take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made. Scum parade. Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit.
Jesus Christ.
Scum parade. Like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad.
Thank you.
Soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum parade.
I need to take a second and say thank you to someone very quickly. I want to say thank you to a listener named Matt, who sent me this quite a while ago.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is a copy of WWE Backlash with Chris Benoit on the cover. You can't get this anymore, folks. Yeah. I'm sure you know that.
What a heroic shot of that amazing wrestler. He's a hero.
He was a family man.
Yes, he was.
Now, I bring that up because he made me laugh really hard yesterday, and now I want you to think about this every time you hear the Ocean Man song. He emailed me and says, hey, my girlfriend really likes the Ocean Man song that Manny Muscat sang. When you listen to it again, just picture Manny Muscat singing that, and it sounds okay. Just like him. It's not him, but it was very funny.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. In case you're wondering what Manny Muscat sounds like, he sounds like this.
I'm Manny Muscat.
Let me see if I get to the chorus.
Tell me about your father. Are you a natural redhead? I only rushed this song so I could call this.
All right. And I should mention that was a song about Hannah, our review girl, who will be in Largo, Florida, March 22nd. WHBLive.com is where you can go to get your tickets and see us all. Live in Largo, Florida.
But before you do that, why don't you go to CarlsonComedy.com and get your tickets.
Not a competition.
This show is always a competition.
Where would you rather be, Rochester, New York, or Largo, Florida?
Oh, I'm going to both.
I rest my case.
Which I think everybody should do, is go to both.
I'll be at both.
Problem solved. You want to start in Florida, Carl?
Vinny, I'm wondering if you want to play that video I sent you earlier this
morning. I have it ready to go.
Okay, let's start in Florida. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to start in Florida with a woman who's been sentenced to probation after a real problem at a traffic stop. Her name is Ariel McCann-Lacari.
She's 25. She was arrested on May 6th at 3:30 in the morning. Officers stopped her and a 22-year-old man named Michael Clemens for running a stop sign in Punta Gorda. The two suspects told officers they've been trying to collect snakes and frogs from underneath an overpass.
Okay.
Creepy. Police searched the vehicle and found 41 turtles, which were being held in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles backpack.
I love Florida. It's so great.
It's a little on the nose, but I'll allow it.
It's fun.
41 might be a couple too many.
Well, you don't know which ones are good at martial arts, so you got to grab them all and then find out.
That's true. Now,
you're just handing them nunchucks. These turtles don't know what the fuck they're doing with these things.
Now, this woman and the man are on the side of the road. They find these animals in their car and they say, do you have anything else hiding in this car?
Right.
Because they're a little concerned now.
Yeah. What other animals are you hoarding?
At which point, Ariel reaches into her yoga pants and pulls out a foot-long alligator.
Dude, there's quite a few women who have witnessed me pull out a foot-long alligator from my pants. You know what I mean?
It's green and scaly.
It will bite.
This is insane to me.
Oh, this is insane to you?
First off,
this is insane.
Yes, Carl. Here's what I don't understand.
An alligator in her yoga pants.
Do you put the alligator in your yoga pants when you see the sirens?
Oh, or are you just having fun all the way up until that point?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh, interesting.
At what point do you put the reptile into your pants?
Well, let's pretend it's something that you can relate to. Heroin. At what point do you hide the heroin from the police officers? Do you keep it in your pants the whole time?
Mm, yeah, you got to keep that hidden.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, it depends. How deep into it are you?
Well,
if you're deep into it, you don't even think about hiding it.
That's true.
That's why people get busted.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But these guys, I think she probably saw the sirens and stuffed it down her pants because everything else was concealed, right? Her eggs and her turtles and all that stuff. So the alligator was probably, she's like, I can't put an alligator in there with the turtles. He'll eat them. This is a problem.
That was quick thinking. You're right. She actually did the right thing, if you think about it.
Yeah. You didn't bring another backpack. You didn't have a lunchbox
no
you could stuff
backpack.
The alligator in.
Right, yeah.
But this is just an insane thing. She's being charged with smuggling animals. Possessing soft-shell turtle is against the law, and possessing the eggs is against the law. So she has been... She's getting community service, 200 hours of community service, and must donate $500 to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee.
Did you see in the article it says she broke the law because she had an American alligator?
Mm.
So first we're letting all the Venezuelans get citizenship. Now the alligators are too? Fucking Biden. What are we doing? The other thing I learned from this article, Vinny, as you know, I have a lot of turtle friends in my other home that I like to hang out with. Yeah. You are allowed to grab one turtle per day in Florida. This woman had 41 turtles. That was 40 too many. You're allowed to grab one each day.
Interesting. So you got to go back every night?
Yeah, I guess.
3:30 to get a new
turtle.
What if
you're like, officer, for the first 6 days this week, I didn't grab any, so now I have 7 tonight. Can you do it that way? I don't know.
I haven't been in a month and a half. That's right. The argument.
How much street cred do you think you get in the pen when they're like, hey, so what are you in for? It's like, well, turtle-related crimes.
Turtle-related crimes.
Had like, too many soft shells.
Don't fuck with me. I brought some contraband in with me. There's an alligator stuffed up my ass. So watch out.
I got a caiman stuffed up there.
That's actually just good security when you go to prison.
It is.
It's a good idea. All right. Speaking of women pulling things out of their pants, let's talk about Hailey Bieber's sister, Alaya Baldwin.
Wow. This is some story. Now we're just doing TMZ shit, but why not? This is funny.
Alaya has been arrested following an alleged altercation with employees at a Georgia bar. This is TMZ. They reported that she's 31 years old. She was arrested Saturday night after she came unruly at Club Elon, a bar in Savannah, Georgia. Now, she's accused of assaulting 3 staffers at the bar and even throwing a used tampon at a bartender in the employee bathroom.
Now, so I have to admit something. I had a weird first thought when I saw this. When it said she threw a used tampon, my first thought was, how hot is she? Because wouldn't that make a difference?
And then when you and you hear the name Baldwin, you're like, okay, well, she's a hottie. Let me check it out. And then when right. you see she's not as hot as you expect her to be,
not
you're like, throw
close.
The book at her.
Throw yeah, not even close. Like, I do not want that chick to use tampon on my
These
face.
These celebrities are entitled brats. Send them to prison.
But it said that she's like a model. Is her profession? I didn't understand
of course
that
she's
either.
A model. Her last name's Baldwin. Of course she's a model. Just like Lohans are models.
Hold
and
on.
This one's a model. I can't stand celebrity offspring. They're the most annoying humans on earth.
Can I just say this, though? She's Steven's kid.
That's true.
She's not Alex.
Barely a Baldwin.
Barely a Baldwin.
It's like your uncle's cool, but...
your uncle's a murderer.
Yeah, no, he's super religious, right, Stephen Baldwin?
Yes.
I think Stephen's the,
no mistaken?
The
yeah, I thought so.
I'm sure this is exactly the way he raised his children in church, to be throwing their tampons at service staff.
Well, the good news is they caught her because she left a trail trying to get away.
Somebody stepped on her string.
Hold on, I have audio of that. They're all just slipping and sliding all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So she's accused of yanking the hair out of one of the security guards' head as he attempted to contain her. Another security guard also accused her of kicking him in the groin when he tried restraining her. The third employee, the female bartender, encountered Alaya when she attempted to enter the employee restroom. She was allegedly informed Alaya would need a moment to vomit and change her tampon.
Yeah, she's a celebrity. She's not going to vomit with all the little people.
Yeah, she's in the employee bathroom, an employee who's making drinks for everybody,
sure.
Who's important, has got to take a fucking leak.
Sure.
You got to keep the party going. You got to let the bartender go take a leak. So the bartender claimed to have waited for some time before she returned to the bathroom to check on her. So this person's already going above and beyond and letting it slide. When the employee entered the bathroom, however, she alleged Alaya hit her with the tampon. I said, listen, you guys have to go. She added that Baldwin had a scary look in her eyes. She claimed that Alaya replied, don't you believe me? Do you want to see? Because she was like, you need to change your tampon and go. And she's like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, here's the proof, bitch.
Yeah.
Suck on it. I wonder if it just stuck to her cheek for a minute. God damn it.
She slowly slides down.
The woman says it hit her in the face.
Yep.
It hit her in the face.
She went down to the bathroom with the other employees. Just like, oh, you got a thing. It's like, no, other side. Right? Yep. Oh, almost got it.
And before Alaya got to the, do you know who I am? She claimed that she was just defending herself.
Yeah.
It was also described her alleged disputes with the employees, stating that Alaya could be seen in security footage forcing her way into the locked employee bathroom. So she broke the door to get into the freaking thing.
Yeah, but she had a vomit, Vinny.
It's such a bad
There's
story.
Worse places to vomit than the employee bathroom. Of course, she picked the sink, which wasn't great, but at least she found something.
Yeah, she put out a statement. Her attorney, Drew Feinling, didn't appear to dispute any of the client's alleged actions. He said Miss Aranov Baldwin traveled to Savannah, Georgia to celebrate the upcoming marriage of a close friend. Sadly, what should have been a celebratory girls' night out, unfortunately took an unexpected turn. Yeah, it turned into fucking Carrie for the bartender. Yeah, Stephen Baldwin's probably concerned, but he's more concerned. This article is amazing. TMZ is the best because we have a story about a Baldwin nobody cares about who did something completely disgusting and salacious. But this warps into Stephen is asking everyone to pray for Haley and Justin.
Yeah, it's
Bieber.
It's Bieber's sister-in-law, right? That's
yeah.
why anyone cares about this story.
Yeah,
are they having a rocky time with their marriage?
I hope so. I hope she beats the shit out of that little fuck.
Carl gets it.
So here's the thing that I'm concerned about.
Please.
This bartender is looking for a settlement. This bartender is like, I am definitely going to be pressing charges and suing. There was bodily fluids on my face. She wants this to go away with a little like, here's some hush money to settle down.
Yeah, you're going
to
get some of that Stephen Baldwin money.
Yeah, watch out. When did the Flintstones come out? 1993? This guy's got no money.
He's got the party rubble bucks.
It probably would have been like if it was just a regular chick, the bartender's like, that fucking bitch.
Yep.
But then she's like, wait, what is her last name? Oh.
Baldwin? Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a lot of emotional damage. She even said her statement was that was uncalled for. Yeah, it was quite rude. I agree.
I don't know very many people who would call for that.
Right,
they're out
yes.
there, but I don't know many of them. So, Carl, you sent me a story this morning.
I did.
And I had to do a little research into it. I found out some more information on what was going on
Me
here.
Too.
Now, there's a high school in Oklahoma, Deer Creek High, and they were doing a fundraiser for this place called Not Your Average Joe's Coffee Shop.
Yeah, they're doing Pledge Week.
Yep.
And they're trying to raise money for this coffee shop that hires...
folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Right.
Yeah.
You said that very well.
Thank you. It's what it is.
Yep.
One of the things they did to raise money, though, is a bit of a problem, in my opinion.
Down Syndrome Bikini Car Wash?
I said something I would have a problem
with. Right. No, that actually made the most money.
Dude, I would go to that in a second. Best day ever. My car would look like shit.
I was going to say, I would go to that too. Hey, Jen, I got to use your car for today.
Put that on the Wheel of Consequences. Organize that.
Now that's too fun.
Okay.
You're not allowed
to
do fun things.
Okay. So here's some video. They decided to have this fundraiser. And what they did was they had all the teachers take their shoes off and dip their little toes in peanut butter.
Yep.
And then they have hilarity ensues with all the kids. Shall we watch?
Yeah. So what we're seeing here. We're seeing children licking peanut butter off the toes of other people. They're like.
He is devouring them!
Laying belly down on the gym floor with a large crowd of people watching and enjoying this.
Oh my!
Could you imagine? I'm glad that they have the black kid licking a black woman's toes, because if they had him licking a white man's toes, it would be a huge problem.
Oh yeah, because this isn't a huge problem already.
This is already a huge problem.
It's already a huge problem.
But I'm just saying, this is insanity. Everything doesn't about
it,
this.
Doesn't it constantly amaze you when shit like this happens and there wasn't one person in the chain to be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, well, let's not do that. That's a bad idea.
That's not a great idea.
They called this Clash of the Classes that students pay to attend. It was a high school students from freshmen to seniors, and they volunteered to participate in various challenges between classes. Each of the kids signed up for the games ahead of time, and no faculty or staff participated during the assembly.
Yeah, so the school district, their official statement on this is that they weren't sucking the toes of teachers. Those were other students. Okay. Whatever. Thanks for clarifying that.
Ugh.
That makes it all right.
It's not okay.
They did say, though, that the administrators initially applauded students for their involvement in its wonderful weekend of fundraising, which raised $152,830.
Yeah.
What the fuck? For a coffee shop?
Dude, the place was filled with just members of NAMBLA sitting in the stands throwing dollars like Super Chats.
That's a lot of money to raise. Holy shit.
How much was it? I missed it.
$152,000.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that pays for the peanut butter and then some.
Yeah.
Does it pay for the therapy?
Should we get caught up on Super Chats? I think a few came in.
Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Since we moved over to the Scum Parade.
All right, here we go. Got that one. James Gardner, potatoes are just as creepy as these three. He is correct.
That is true.
Dang Lizard, thanks for the €2. I'm from Argentina, like all Shuli fans.
I see what you did there, Dang Lizard. Yep.
Here, it's beautiful down there.
Those €2 better be real euros, motherfucker.
Thanks for the $4.99. Do you accept chilled monkey braids and eyeball soup as bail money, sirs? Kali Ma, Shakti Day from Glasgow, Scotland. Carl, please bed Kate Meany.
I'm working on it, sir. Thank you very much. Very good Indiana Jones references.
Fast Fat Guy 666, $5. New job sucks. Haven't seen you live in a while. Vinny Winnie and Carlo, you both rock. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in live.
Glad to have you back. Gardner fan, $2. Go ahead, Carl.
It says re, and then the word tard, coffee shop. Customers get Kool-Aid. I think I asked for grape coffee. This is obviously blueberry.
Carl, you're in a band. You ever been in a band, Brian?
I mean,
a long, long time ago. It was like 20.
Yeah. I have no musical talent, but I understand that it is a brotherhood, and that like when you're in a band with other people, you really are thick and thin in it together. And a lot of great relationships are formed in bands, and a lot of terrible relationships come to a head in bands. Here's one of those stories, folks. A small-time hardcore band has shot to viral fame over a bizarre tale that they released on their Instagram page. They're claiming This band is called La Lorna. They are claiming that the vocalist Diego attempted to force a transition on his bandmate by giving him pre-workout drinks laced with female hormones.
Why did I ever think of this? There's been guys in my band who have some pretty hot girlfriends. I never even thought to do this.
Brian's out of this. He's like, I want nothing to do with this story. The vocalist's goal, according to the post, was to make himself look more manly compared to his love rival Diego, so that he could swoop in on the singer's girlfriend.
Yeah, the guy's name is Six. So Six. Diego's the singer, right?
Yeah.
Diego was trying to transition his bandmate Six so that Six's girlfriend would like him better. That's how I understood this story.
Is that how estrogen works?
I don't think so, but I'm not a doctor.
Well, this guy said it changed him a lot.
That's true, yes. It sounds like it was probably not great.
You have to, I mean, look, I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but you got to take your hat off to this Diego guy. This is not a plan that most people would conceive of or follow through
with. It's creative, right. Yes, right.
Yeah.
There's a stick-to-itiveness in this, as well as creativity.
So somehow this dude works like a GNC or something. He's able to get this, and he gets pre-workout stuff that he was like giving to this guy for free because they were in the band together. I got you, bro. Here's some of this great pre-workout powder you mix.
Hey, Vinny, you know why this would never work on you?
Why is that, Carl?
Because you're never working out.
Not true. I did 3 miles yesterday, bitch.
In the car?
No. On a treadmill, I swear. I have proof.
All right. Well, in that case, I got a powder for you that I think is going to help you out a lot with your pre-workout.
Is it going to make routine. My titties more sensitive? I can only hope.
I don't know.
Now, this guy, Diego, admits to being obsessed with a partner, and he confessed to this bizarre act during a drinking binge. He got drunk and admitted it again via text message. Now, he claimed that he was cutting the pre-workout that he frequently gifts from his job with high amounts of estrogen. He's been attempting to force the transition on him for 5 months, hoping that it would give him the opportunity to, quote, swoop in once he looked strongly and more masculine in comparison. This is insane.
So instead of him working out, he's like, I'm going to feminize this guy.
Right, yes.
Now, I'm not going to take steroids.
Here's what Six said this did to him. I have had physical changes from the hormones besides stomach ulcers, weight loss, and muscle fatigue that I will not get into, as well as notable mental changes, he wrote. He will not pass off what he admitted to as a joke or confusion, even his state of drunkenness, the members wrote. What he did is disgusting and has had immense negative effects on my life. And this guy has been in and out of the hospital. What were the medical bills on that, Carl, they said?
I didn't see the medical bills in there.
Okay. Either way, man, this guy has a serious amount of medical issues because of this. So don't do that at home, kids.
Well, he's in a hardcore band, so he probably makes a ton of money. So I'm sure he'll be fine. So let me get this straight. Diego is looking for a new band to sing for?
Yep.
He's out of that band?
He is.
All right. I'll just shoot him a note.
Please.
We could use a singer.
You certainly could.
They have the band's logo, which in the tradition of black metal and hardcore is almost impossible to read. It's like totally illegible.
You gotta love that. You gotta love anti-marketing.
All right, folks, I want to introduce you to a guy named Matthew Chantelos, or his stage name is what he's known by, folks. I want you to meet. Here he is. Matt King, everybody. Have you seen this, Carl? This is the guy we're talking about right now. Here he comes.
Hey. There you go.
Does this look fun to you at all? Would you want to do this?
It's funny you say that. I wrote down in my notes, who's looking for Elvis impersonators in 2024? Who is this interesting to?
Tell you what, I went to Graceland 2 years ago, and they had, it was a whole big thing where they had like Elvis, and they don't call them impersonators. That's offensive. You call them tribute artists, I learned.
I'm sorry, my bad.
That's what I learned, yeah.
Okay.
And some of these guys, I got to admit, I was like, holy shit, they're good. Like, it's not like your cocktail party Elvis, you know, that you hire to walk around and, you know, act like Elvis, I guess. Like, these dudes are like one of them, I think, was on Broadway. He was so good.
Elvis died before I was born, before Vinny or I were born. And people are still like, God, I miss Elvis. I wish I could see someone who looks just like him.
I blame the movie that just came out for this situation we're about to discuss.
This has been going on for a long time.
Well, this, for the situation we're about to discuss.
Yeah.
Now, on February 23rd, a federal grand jury indicted 45-year-old Matthew Chantelos, or as we know him, Matty King, on three counts related to the interstate sexual exploitation of minors.
Hold on. Are we going to get to hear him sing at least or something? All we saw was the band playing.
Here we go.
Oh, he plays guitar too? All right. I wouldn't have taken the glasses off if I were him, but...
He looks like John Kerry.
Is I was going to say, his face looks like Elvis if Elvis grew up on Three Mile Island.
Downs Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I hate the fingers moving. Oh, that is so weird.
He might be lip syncing, too. I don't even know that was syncing up all the way, but his voice sounds good.
Yeah. Well,
I'll give it to him. All right. So I say not guilty. What are the charges?
According to the indictment, in around October 2023 and in around January 2024, he allegedly used, persuaded, induced, and enticed a minor to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing a visual depiction of that conduct.
That's not good.
So in other words, he was getting young girls to do sexual things so he could film it and watch it. Now, he was arrested at a motel in Summit Township, Pennsylvania, after he was caught with a naked 16-year-old runaway.
Not even a hotel.
Told you, there's not as many Elvis fans out there as there used to be.
Yeah, this guy does have the right idea, though. The victim claims she met him on social media, and he gave her vodka, and they exchanged nude photographs.
Oh, is that a crime now, giving teenage runaways vodka? That's a crime?
Well, here's the thing. You're a 45-year-old guy. The kid's not going to stick around long if there isn't something in it for them. So True. He's like, I got vodka.
Good point.
Let me see your tits.
It is weird, man, like that, like some guys are able to make these connections. Like, I don't think there's any signal a 16-year-old could give me that would make me think like, oh, she wants me.
Right. Same here. I know. I don't relate to them on any level.
Yeah, I would just never read it as such. But like, There are guys like this that are like, hey, man, you want to trade some naked pictures? And she's like, sure, Elvis, why not?
Hey there, little lady. You want to see some pictures?
Yeah, like how lame is this girl that like, oh, she should be a laughing stock amongst her friends. They're like, you gave an Elvis impersonator naked pictures of you.
So do you think he calls his dick Tiny Elvis?
Yes.
Remember that Rob Snyder skit they used to do on SNL?
Oh, man. He's just like, everything about this is creepy. And this Elvis movie just came out that Austin Butler did it, played Elvis. All the girls are into Elvis now again because of that. They thought he's super hot.
That's not true.
It is true.
Talking about
all these girls are crushing on that Austin Butler dude. And then there's this fucking 45-year-old fat fuck who's going around. I was like, I could do it too. I'm Elvis. You saw the movie, right? Well, I'm the real Elvis kind. I got a band. Come meet me at this motel room. I'll give you vodka. Unreal.
4 a.m. What a rude awakening that is. You're in your motel. You're chilling out with your naked runaway.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's like boom, 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 boom. Cops at the door.
Yeah. Talk about like
not fun.
Bliss to just the worst day of your life right there.
He's facing between 15 and 60 years in prison and a $750,000 fine.
You know, Brian, he's probably thinking to himself, life doesn't get better than this. And he was right.
Yeah.
It's all down over there.
$750,000 fine or both. Man, he's gonna wish he was in a hardcore band.
No, what 15 to how many years?
60.
Now that Australian dude, Carl's creep, like he only got 36 years.
And
I don't understand
the most
like
anyone's ever gotten, and he was fucking boys and he had AIDS. Yeah, I know
like,
what you
how
mean.
Does he not
Brian?
Get more time?
It is odd, although I will say that America has more people incarcerated than any other country in the world, and there's a reason for that. We like locking people up for a long time.
So let's hit up that was our scum parade for this week, folks. Let's hit up the rest of our super chats and pull this train into the station, shall we?
We got to spin a wheel, buddy.
Damn it. What's up, Savage?
He's like, all right, so that was a fun show today. Brian, thanks for coming. Tell Steve, Dave.
I was trying really hard.
Catch you next time.
I was trying really hard. Fast Fat Guy 666, thanks for the jokes. I wonder how many people got off to that, really. A lot. I imagine a lot. Michael C., is Vinny balding before subreddit surfing live? Yes.
Absolutely. Just taking years off your life, Vinny? Having to work with that potato?
A little bit. Dang Lizard, thanks for the €2. Elvis is still alive down here in Argentina.
I love Dang Lizard. Goodness. That's amazing. He's always changing out his profile pic. That's a funny one.
Dang Lizard rules. So what are we going to put in for number 7, Carl? What do we want to do?
Oh, did we get any good suggestions that came in? It can't be a podcast with Phil.
Last call, folks. We need some suggestions. Now, just a reminder, the first one is Winner's Choice. The second one is Murder in Makeup, just like that Bailey Sarian. I will get one of Todd's drag queen friends over here to give me a full makeover as I tell you a disgusting crime story. Number 3 is Patreon and Super Chat money goes to the winner until the next time he spins. Tom Myers stand-up marathon. He's put so much work out into the world. You get to watch it all. Number 5, break a toy with a hammer. I guess you get to pick something off my shelf and smash it.
DeWired Christian has a good idea.
What is that?
So, you know, we have the Tom Myers marathon. What about Queer Kid Stuff marathon, where you have to sit and watch all the videos on their YouTube channel?
I don't want to be indoctrinated.
Yeah, I know.
Podcast with Brian Johnson for the wheel. That's horrible. That's not a consequence.
What are we talking about?
Michael C.
So mean.
What did Brian lose?
Yeah, right. What did Brian do to deserve this?
Taking shrapnel over here.
That's a dumb one. Vinny would die laughing. Oh, here we go. Asshole railing on ring camera.
Yeah, until somebody posts it on the Nextdoor app. And that's when your consequence is finally finished. Look at this fat guy rubbing his ass on the railing outside.
Oh, no. I don't know, guys. You better give me something good because I'm going to spin this wheel.
I'm saying Queer Kid Stuff marathon. That's where I'm going with.
But we already have a Tom Myers marathon on there.
Yeah, so? It's very different. You're acting like it's the same form of entertainment. It's very rude to Tom Myers.
All right. That one's worse, actually. All right, so didn't we do podcast? Wasn't podcast series one based on your choice? Like the winner picks the topic?
I don't know why we don't write this shit down, because we had some really good ideas come through this time.
All right.
What do you want it to be, Benny? You want it to be a podcast series?
I'm going
to
go Kitten Tea Party.
Do you want it to be a podcast series and I get to choose?
I don't want that, actually.
What you have to podcast about?
Eat a 5-course Scottish meal.
Ooh, no, come on.
Thank you for that, Carl.
Terrible idea.
Oh, donate to BLM. Fuck you. All right.
Go drunk driving and lure a cop into your driveway.
Yes, that's fun.
Pretend to be drunk, get the cops, like, drive and swerve. End up getting points taken on my license for reckless driving and fucking around with the cops. That'll be great.
You got, like, 200 empty Coors Light cans in the back.
All right, I'm going to go with podcast of Carl's choice. Okay. Topic will be your choice.
All right, podcast series of my choice will be number 7.
All right, so and folks, of course,
number 8 is past the spin to me, right?
Yep.
That's what we don't want.
Yes, it is.
And it has to make one full rotation. Shout out to Lockie for our amazing Wheel of Consequences that we have back there behind Vinny.
Lockie is the greatest. So
yes.
Here we go.
Lockie's up to a lot of great work for shows in the Dabbleverse. But this is fantastic. Vinny's back there ready to spin the wheel. He's trying to be strategic. Where does he start from? Where does
number
he want?
One. Started at number 1.
Started at 1. Where does he want it to land? It didn't all make right. it 1. No. It didn't. Right, it's got to make start. It all the way around. You got to spin that thing hard, buddy.
Here we go.
It's got a wooden tongue. What are you, Vinny? Come on, come on. You got to spin it one time around before it to count. There we go.
Fuck.
Number 2 is the answer. Murder and makeup video. Perfect. I love this. This is great. Which Kiss character are you going to go with?
I want to go with a sparkly Paul Stanley, like the real one.
I love it.
Perfect. Oh, Christ. All right. Murder and makeup video coming up. Brian Johnson from Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Is there anything else we could plug for you today, my friend? Because you're fantastic and we love you.
That's probably about it. Yeah. That, and if you like that, then you can go to our Patreon. But I wouldn't suggest you go to Patreon first.
Yeah, get into the show first.
Hang out. See if you like it.
Learn the cast of characters. Get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then get addicted to it.
That's right. And don't forget, folks, Last Call Subreddit Surfing Live is this Saturday night. If you want to grab tickets, if you're in the upstate New York area and you want to come out and hang out with Carl, myself,
producer Chris, Andy, Trucker Andy, his twin brother Joe, the All Apologies podcast, my buddy Tommy Bechtold's going to show up for a while, Brian McBride might even be there, and most importantly, Cardiff Electric will be there in person.
Those names fell off that fucking cliff as you were going through the list.
I don't know about that. Tommy Bechtold's the most famous of all of us. So, except for maybe Brian. All right, kids.
That said,
I'm telling you, this is a real low level of... We're going to have to really make it up with content, and I think we're going to. So,
March 22nd, Largo, Florida, WATPlive.com for tickets. We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
One more time, shout out to Mahalia, and we're out of here.
Mahalia.
We're out
of here. That should be the sign-off instead of Gagia.
Mahalia.
Mahalia.